everybody. This is the After Hours for the grown and intelligent and sexy. If you are sensitive, then you do not need to participate in. Yeah, so we're giving y'all a disclaimer. This is not for anybody that is 18 and younger. This is for 18 and older to come and listen and share your thoughts, because we're going to get downright dirty, nasty, and sexy. So, with that said, ladies, welcome to the After Hour.
That sounds good. So smooth. I know, like a sexy black chocolate or something. Okay.
Well. Chocolate thunder, baby. Chocolate thunder.
Speaking of chocolate,
what you got?
Listen, I'm just here to tell it, because let's set this tone right now. I just need to know, okay? Because I'm hearing about you brothers out here in these streets not washing your asses.
You brothers, hold up. Them brothers.
Yeah, those.
Them brothers.
Yeah, not you, Vinci, because I know you yeah. You clean your ass, right?
Oh, so, damn right.
All in the crevices.
Everywhere. From the rooter to the tooter.
That men are out here bashing men who clean their asses from the rooter to the tooter because they say it is a sign of gayness.
A sign of who?
Gayness. We're not bashing anyone who is, you know, what your sexual preferences are is your prerogative, although in this discussion we're talking about dirty asses. And why men are justifying for not peeing asses by saying it's a sign of gayness. Have you heard of this?
I have not heard of that in that type of, like, what?
Yes.
And I have a moment of silence over here because I'm trying to figure out how can you justify for not wiping or cleaning your butt?
Well, they're saying that macho men, they know that putting anything between their butt cheeks make them instantly gay, especially if that thing is sparkling or you have a G-string or a finger or another man. But apparently some ultra-masculine men are so heterosexual that they not wiping their asses or anybody else's. And they don't even put toilet paper or soap between them butt cheeks.
What?
And they want to relate that to being gay.
Yes, this is crazy.
Homosexual.
Google men wiping their butts. And you will get so many hits from it. It'll make you sick.
Oh, my gosh. And you know what? You people that probably say that, they probably like that. You know, it's like, really? Like, who don't like being clean? Who don't want gnats flying around them or whatever? Like,
there is, like, a call to action in the macho man arena. Now, Da Vinci, you know, this is your territory. Although I'm just going to put it out here and set this topic. And they're saying that if you are a grown-ass man and you still wiping your ass, you are not a real man.
You know what? Go slap that pump. You get mad at me or whatever, whoever put that out there, because somebody is justifying for their DL-ness. I'm just saying it like that because
exactly.
Why would I not want to wipe with that? So basically what they telling me, after they take a dump, a number two, they just going to walk away.
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
That's called dirty, that's called, that's just nasty.
Yeah.
It's too many words, too many adjectives for that. Mm-hmm. But you want to say it's gay? So I guess when we was babies and we doo-dooed and they wiped our butt, we were gay then, huh?
That's what I'm saying. What is the cutoff time?
There ain't no cutoff time.
And then they're like to say what they mean engaging with people, with women, whatever. See, it's like, you know what? need some, it's like now you're going to have to need some kind of technology or whatever, because you're trusting that person to have washed their behinds and everything. And it's like, okay, you know how it's to do, like, you know how it was kids, I don't know if y'all used to heard the term, but it's like, do the credit cards swipe, you know, so you know how to do that to say that to the females, you know, guys say, like, do the credit card swipe, see if they bathe or not. It's like, do you got to do the credit card swipe with the men or something, like, check them?
I think so, honey. Ladies, check your men asses.
But then it's like, who wants to smell, well, I guess it all depends on what position you're in.
Oh my goodness! Like, I'm for the person that put that out there, they should take their face and their fist and make love multiple times, real hard. Okay, because it's just like I hear about some celebrities say they don't shower. And it's I want my natural oils and all this stuff. No. And for these dudes talking about they don't wipe their butts, don't they realize that hole is designed to get waste out? And once you get that waste out, you need to clean around that because there's bacteria and stuff. And then you need to wash so you won't spread. And then we wonder why stuff is going on these days. Because them people, and I ain't saying them people to talking about them people as homo or hetero. I'm talking about this particular group of people that don't want to wipe their butt. Because they're talking about it's a sign of gayness or homosexuality.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And say if you shit and you need to wipe you got a emasculated GI tract and that's your own issue, man up and get your shit together.
What? I'm stupid enough to put, you know, and the society that we live in, because a lot of people don't really have a bearing or have that strong understanding of who they are. And some people are just buying into it. And that's the sad thing about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guys.
Yeah. Yeah, and so now it's like, and it's like not on their ass, like you say, it's like, of course, like, if they're not washing their ass, they're not washing it everywhere else neither.
There you go.
And they just bring me up to, like, to go along with your topic, Sharifa. I had heard that, you know, because, you know, not putting the bro code thing out there, but it's like, you have to need to know these things for your health, you know what I'm saying? So, like you say, like, eventually, like, you want to spread any bacteria, you know? Like, for example, dudes, when they do mess around with other people, you know, and they give it to, they already have a significant other, but they stepping out with somebody else. So when they get home, so the significant other won't notice that they have been with somebody else, you know, they don't, they won't wash. So instead, they use a little bit of alcohol and just to wipe themselves down. And so, because since the alcohol gives at least that little musk, so, like, the normal scent, the, like, the normal oil. So, you would never think nothing about they had been messing around with anybody.
What?
There's a lot of dudes out here that's weak because if you got to go through all that to just say, okay, I ain't messing with nobody to tell a lie, you know. But, look, baby, you don't smell right. Oh, yeah, you caught me. Let's work it out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if you're a real man, you can actually probably, you know, work it out with that woman, even though she's going to be like, this punk so good. I don't know why I keep dealing with him. Because now, you know, 50 Cent said, I got the magistrate, baby.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you keep coming back.
Mm-hmm.
You like the way I churn your butter.
Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And for the women that's dealing with these men, they nasty. They nasty.
Mm-hmm. They are. Nasty. And because you can't. I'm so sorry. Go ahead, Sharika.
And you deserve better.
And I'm quite sure, too, some women know they men doing that, too, you know, because so you can't see him say, like, I didn't know he doing it. Y'all know. And same way and vice versa, because I'm quite sure you have some women do the same thing that don't wash either, you know.
Some nasty people out there, point blank, period.
Yeah.
But me, personally. You know what? Let me tell you something. I'm about to give a little bit of my shame. I had a time in my life where this woman told me exactly how she liked her man. And we met up, and she said, I like when my man fresh out the shower.
Mm-hmm.
Fresh out. And what I do, I said, no, I already took a shower. And she just looked at me and told me to sleep on the couch.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized as I drove back home, I said, I'm so dumb. I said, she wanted fresh meat.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know what these, whoever bringing this up, whoever trying to start this trend or this court, but for those who join it, they need to go to Mississippi, or they need to go to Louisiana, come down here to Georgia, Florida, and we got a little caution to get rid of that craziness up out here.
Yeah, they need to buy a bidet, because I'm an owner of a bidet, and I love my bidet, and
mm-hmm.
clean your ass.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing like messing with a, for me, and hey, look, you could be you could be the finest woman in the world. You can have the look that all men want. You could be a figment of my imagination. But if I'm going down south and I get past, once I get past a certain point down south and I start smelling a foul smell, I'm
done.
Well,
you had an intersection.
Yeah. When I get to the intersection. Matter of fact, before I even get to the intersection, say if I'm still up near the Twin Peaks and then I'm smelling something, y'all, baby, we done. I don't even want to be around you.
Mm-hmm. Hey, maybe some people just like that little extra seasoning, I guess.
There's some people that are like that.
They be wanting that little quickie, and I don't care as long as I get it, get my rocks off,
Yeah, so. That's true, Jasmine. That's true.
I
remember what I heard, allegedly. in college, female let dude go down on him, and he had a little hot sauce and ketchup down there with him. You know what I'm talking about? The river was red.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so since this is a grown state, the nigga ate the woman while she was on her period. Bloody and all.
Mm-hmm.
I said, now you nasty. So like you said, it's some nasty people out there. I'm like, I'm glad he don't play on the team because he ain't drinking out no water bottle that he drank out of.
But the thing is, well, I don't know. I might say, was it heavy or light?
Listen, woman, I wasn't there.
Maybe that played the fact. Hey, if it's light, she's just getting off. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know.
Hey, like I said, hey, you are what you eat, so you know what I'm saying? Hey. You go down there, do what you do.
He like Bloody Marys, I guess. I don't know.
You must do.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
Tarika.
Yes.
Would you date a man that didn't wipe his aspirin?
Negative.
Jasmine, would you let a man hug you or squeeze you if you know he didn't wipe his butt?
No, but what if you already had he hugged you and then it's like you find out afterwards?
Right.
Because you have to go hand in hand. It's like, some people they put on the front, in the mind, but you never know what goes on behind closed doors, too, and, how they really living or,
That's true.
All this other stuff, too, So it's like a lot of factor. I mean, true enough, so you can go to a dollar store. They get you some stuff, though, you can buy some stuff, for a dollar, stuff at dollar stores. So it shouldn't, at the end of the day, should be no excuse at all. But, I just don't understand why people are lazy within that,
I just think in addition to checking background screening, we need to check if they wiping their ass.
You gotta have an ass screener.
And but not necessarily just the ass, it's everywhere else too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Whole body.
Whole body.
Hey.
Yo, ladies. Enough about that. Let's get into something more dirty. Now, we talked about that. I got two women with me on this journey.
Mm-hmm.
From y'all perspective, what is something? Okay, we got that. Now, what is something that when you see a man that make you just say, you know what, I want to bite that brother, or I want to suck him off, or, you know, just, man, because like they always say, women already, when they see a guy, they already like three thoughts ahead of us.
Mm-hmm.
So give me y'all perspective on that.
Oh, yeah.
We've
matured faster.
Oh, yeah. So it's like basically like you're saying, like, okay, you see us. I know for me, if I say what turns me on, I know it's like, okay, they're really fine. I want to, like you say, I want to suck him and everything else. And especially if they're smelling good. They have some good cologne. Oh, my gosh. Like, okay, I'm already in my fantasy world already fantasizing about you. What I'm going to do and everything, what we're going to do and everything. Because somebody that good smelling cologne, it's like, oh, my gosh. Like, I want that. I want that, you know? And it's like, but at the same time, too, it's like, you got to have the, I don't know, because it's like, when he has the good mindset, you know, well, not mindset, but I should say the common sense, you know, because it's like, you don't want to mess with somebody that's smelling good, but then it's like, man, y'all be talking dumb. It's like, you know, so you get messed up in that type of situation, you know, but yeah. Good, yeah, but yes, I most definitely, that's a big turn off for me, a guy that smells real good and everything, like, I don't know, I could be walking somewhere and I could smell it, it's like, you know, even for women, you know, just put out there, even for women, you're like, damn, she smells good, like, ooh, you know, I want her, you know.
Yeah.
You know, just to piggyback off of that too, now, I'm right there with you with the fragrance now, that cologne is made for him, his body type. It's sort of like the aroma is like, damn, it makes you turn your head and you're just like, let me nibble, you know. So, therefore, the eyes got to be attracted to what I see.
Mm-hmm.
I got to be physically attracted to this gentleman. And not only that, he got to have a swagger about himself. He can't be shy or bashful or look like he ain't together. You got to have some confidence about himself.
Yeah.
And know how to hold a conversation.
Oh, that's true, too.
And, you know, the fact that he has a sense of humor, okay, and the smell good, physically fit, right? Because we want our man in shape. Because, you know, we see a man who's physically fit, we know what it's going to be like in our minds. You know, it'll be very disappointing if we're off key, but they should be able to hold their own in the bedroom as far as, you know, with their stamina.
They should, yeah.
They don't know what they're packing. You know, we try to gaze and see, but, you know, we checking that too. We checking to see the walk. You know, I'm looking at his walk because his walk lets me know if he's working with something. If he got to walk and he got to, like, kind of, like, throw his leg to the side, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's trying to make room for that third leg. You feel me?
Yeah. I don't feel you, but, yeah.
That's true game. You know, a lot of men, for me, I don't really like the fact that certain men wear tight clothes. Now, see, I ain't checking for nobody like that. You know, let me do that. I want to show my shape. You feel me? I don't want no dude who is showing everything. Unless he's coming to the gym or working out or coming off the court.
Right.
What do you think, Jazz?
Yeah, like, I don't want nobody that wears tight jeans or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And like I say, too, it's like, just be yourself, you know. For me, I want a guy just to be themselves. Don't be like nobody else. Because I can pick up on, like, you being somebody else, you know. But, yeah, like you were saying that about how they be walking, like, you know, if they want to walk gap leg, like they have a big thing or whatever. Sometimes some of them just do that because they know, they can tell. Like, don't get it twisted. Me can tell that you're looking.
Yeah.
And so sometimes sometimes they can just throw their leg out, just, you know, just throw it out there. But, I mean, let's keep it real. Sometimes, like, to see if they have a big, I don't look at sometimes really size anymore like that because sometimes some people with big packages can't do nothing, you know. It's all about pleasing. It's all about pleasing that person, you know. Sometimes people with a regular size are not too small, you know. They can still please you. It's all about pleasing. Y'all both getting it. Y'all both are excited, you know what I'm saying? So, because it's like, don't kill me. Like, who you in competition with? You know what I'm saying? Like, chill out with that. Chill out.
Yeah.
But like you said,
yeah, these grown women, fellas, to all the fellas that's listening, these are grown women. So get your game right. Get your game right.
Right. Get your work ethic. Whatever you own, like you about something, you ain't trying to be no follower out here in these streets. And if you are trying to be a follower, you're trying to get to where you can be so you can be in that room, pull your own table in the boardroom. You know what I'm saying? Bring your seat to and the table to that spot. And make it do. Ain't nobody got to tell you to be successful. You know, for that man to have the confidence and the mindset to go out and make his own destiny. And he has, you know, like some faithfulness, right? He has some foundation. You know, he's not afraid to be like in a spiritual or religious, you know, but.
He's not afraid to show it.
He's not
afraid to say, hey, look, I have spirituality about myself. I have this connection to a higher power. I'm not afraid to admit that.
Yeah, because that shows vulnerability, but it shows that you're willing to you know what I'm saying, submit yourself to a higher being, a higher source. You know where your blessings come from.
Right.
So that right there in itself lets you know that person has substance.
Yes. But let me get just a tad bit more nastier since we are after dark.
Yeah, you're right.
No more talking. Yeah.
All right. All right.
Not enough, fellas. Yes, indeed.
Yeah. All right. So we're just keeping it real, keeping it open. So I just want to know, you know, Divinci. So, yeah, I know. We were in a bedroom, you know, so you're in a bedroom with a woman. And so, like I was saying that, you know, I'd be having these conversations with other guys and everything. And so I was like, okay, I asked the question. I said, do you know what you taste like? You know?
Do I know what I taste like?
Yeah.
If I drink pineapple juice, then not, yeah.
No, but I'm saying then not just pineapple juice, not just other flavors added, you know, like. For me, I know my normal scent. I know what I taste like with my normal scent.
Right.
And I know what I taste like when I'm horny.
Right.
You know, and I can smell it too. And so, you know, some of the guys I asked, they'd be like, I ain't been tasting myself, you know what I'm saying? And I was like, well, how do you want us to, you don't know what you taste like, but you want us to give you head. And then you want a nut in our mouth. And it's like, why do you expect for us to taste your nut when you are afraid to taste your own stuff to know what you taste like, you know?
Yeah, I see
but you eat us, you know what I'm saying? And, hey, you come in and kiss us. And I mean, if those do that, hey, you taste it like, hey, I love it because I know what I eat. And
right.
I know what I taste like, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, so why are guys just like, oh, my goodness, but you don't mind none in a woman's mouth, though?
Because... For me, you know, I'm gonna answer this, and guys, a lot of men, we're taught to be so macho, you know what I'm saying? We're taught to be, you know, the real men, you know, not like the ones that don't wipe their tails and stuff. But a lot of guys, you know, I don't know about this day and age, but you know, from the era that I grew up with, if you were even considered like homosexual, you know, you got clown, you know what I'm saying? Or you couldn't hang with the group because you would be the butt end of bad jokes. So, you know, I used to be like that, like, you know, if a woman sucked me, now don't come up and kiss me. But then I said, you know, that's stupid. Like, I'm going to let you suck on my body part. It's my body part. And then you want to come up and kiss me on my mouth. I'm like, why wouldn't I? You know, so for me, I think it gives a deeper connection. But for the guys that don't do it, it's all about being macho or, you know, now it's like, now this is your job. This is what you're supposed to do. And I'm just like, nah, bro, it really ain't that. Because at the end of the day, if she down there sucking and then she come up and kiss you on your face or whatever, I mean, you know, you're going to let that go. You're going to tell her you can't kiss her on her face. And then some guy like that is like, nah, you can't kiss me. So it's this whole macho thing, but it's really stupid. At the end of the day, we men have some things that we're taught, and when you really start thinking about it, it's like, yeah, that's kind of stupid, you know. So for me, I think it gives a deeper connection, but for the guys that don't do it, it's all about being macho or, you know, now it's like, now this is your job. This is what you're supposed to do. And I'm just like, nah, bro, it really ain't that. Because at the end of the day, if she down there sucking and then she come up and kiss you on your face or whatever, I mean, you know, you're going to let that go. You're going to tell her you can't kiss her on her face. And then some guy like that is like, nah, you can't kiss me. So it's this whole macho thing, but it's really stupid. At the end of the day, we men have some things that we're taught, and when you really start thinking about it, it's like, yeah, that's kind of stupid, you know. I would say that. Now, I'm not going to say that for all guys, because some guys, you got some freaks out there. They'll lick you and probably try to lick themselves too, so who knows, you know. So, yeah.
Ooh, what is that? What about you, Sharika? What's your intake?
Well, I'm going to say that there's no reservation, right? When you have somebody, it shouldn't be no, like, damn, I'm going to suck you, and you know what I'm saying? I can't kiss you afterwards? Then I'm going to be turned off immediately. And you know what I'm saying? It ain't, you know, head game gone. Because I just think that if you're in it, the intimacy could be much bigger, much stronger when there's no, you know what I'm saying, everybody opening up and exploring. It's about exploring.
Yes.
And so if a dude you can't hold him to the fire too much, because you just got to gradually bring him in. You know what I'm saying? Like, you kissing them, and they mind thinking that they ain't kissing their own dick, but they are. You feel me? Like, you know,
yeah.
Mind, they thinking that, oh, okay, she went and all cleaned herself off. Damn it, I ain't clean shit. Kiss me.
Right. Now, what Sharika's saying, Jamie, that's true, because I had that mindset. It's like, I'm not going to go down on a woman. I don't know how many other niggas think that I'm, you know, kissing on or, you know, doing whatever.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, like, what Sharika's saying is so true, because our mindset is like, I don't know how many niggas are being in and out you. And then, you know, you down there sucking on me. Well, you know, I'm not finna be eating everybody coochie down on F.
But the same, you know, same and vice versa, because, like, I mean, of course, certain people, like, let's be real, certain people, of course, know not to do that with everybody, because,
right.
You know what I'm saying? You know, like, you should know, like, okay, if you know that's the one or whatever, then, you know, you're ready to explore and everything else. But, I mean, from what I hear, you know what I'm saying, most men always want women to suck them off, compares, and why women get less head anyway.
Yeah. Well,
so,
that's like I said, it's men. It's the mentality.
Yeah.
You know? But go on, finish your thought. I'm saying, I'm so sorry.
Oh, no, you're fine. Like, you're definitely the men mentality, you know, because we as women have been saying that for years, you know, it's like, okay, you rather eat us, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, you always want us to suck you off, but it's like, we don't know what you being with other people, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
All the time, you know what I'm saying? That's the first thing you guys call out. You're going to suck me off? You're going to suck me off? It's like, come on, man.
You know what, too, Jazz? I think it's a mental thing for a dude, right? They thinking about, we have a vagina, so something has to enter us. Them, you know, they just got something that we lick around. You know what I'm saying? So
they can pee it out, yeah.
Yeah, so in their mind, they naturally go to fuck me off, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know what I'm saying, truth be told, they can't see what they put in their mouth, their lip, their tongue in.
We don't know what's dying that hole, that rabbit hole. We don't know what's dying there. It might be a narrow stream, or it could be a goddamn ocean, and some niggas down there on a boat.
Yeah.
So about, don't do it.
And it could be a pot of gold.
Okay.
A pot of gold. You damn right.
You damn right. Could be a pot of gold. So let me tell you, that's why as I got older, my narrative changed because I'm like, okay, one thing that I listen to a lot of my female cousins, and I have a lot of female friends. So one thing I understood, the female friend that was like, man, that dude, child, I can't think about him. I got to cross my leg. You know what? I need to go take a cold shower. What I was learning, those dudes was doing everything. They sucking nipples. They sucking under the titties. They eating the coochie. Before the woman can even get a chance to be like, okay, I'm going to suck y'all, they already, bam, done hit so quick. Now the woman just sitting there like, whatever, baby, whatever you want. And I was like, oh, so that's how they turn them up. So I said, okay, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to treat the body just like I want mine to be treated. And boom, hit them. And next thing you know, now it's like I'm in the Hall of Fame. When I was real younger.
Oh, you learned that when you were younger?
Yeah.
Okay.
I learned that at a young age because it was like, you know, I would listen. Like, I would always be around older people, and then I have, like, older dudes, like, looking at young blood, you know, that's how you work a BITCH and all this, and I was just like, oh my. But then it started making sense, you know, listen to my cousin and them and stuff. And I said, well, darn, if I go ahead and start building up the motion and playing with them, and then if I go down there first, man, I got them. It's a mind game, too. With ladies, a lot of dudes don't understand. Yeah, at first, they could see all the stuff like Jasmine saying, oh, he smelled good and all that. But then it's like, what's your conversation like? Well, as you get older, you know, mm-hmm. as you start maturing, what's your conversation like? How he handling himself? What is this brother doing? Like, I know some women, you can sit up there, be the sexiest brother alive, and don't have no good conversation piece, and you could talk nasty to him or whatever, but you talk business, that turn that woman on. It's like, I'm just going to tell him a lie. And then some women, it depends on what they are, what their passions are. So that's what I learned at a young age, and, you know, that's why I'm abstinent to this day because I had learned a lot of power by then. Yeah.
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 You're
ahead of the game. Mm-hmm. And now, you know, whenever I have, and see, my mindset is if a woman is allowing me the privilege to see her body butt naked, nipples, aviolas, vagina, vulva, butt, yeah, yes. That's
the whole nine yards.
Yes, that's a privilege because, you know, for good women, that everybody ain't going to see this body.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
And if I get that opportunity, oh, my goodness, I'm going to cherish that son of a gun.
Yep.
Yep.
You should, and as they should.
So, as y'all was saying, as a man, as a young man, yes, I had that mindset. No, I want you to suck me off. I don't want to drink after you. Don't even put your lips on my face. But as a younger man, when I heard that advice and when I started using that advice, I was like, oh, my God, this is powerful. this is freaking powerful. So,
yeah. What's up with these people around here? I hear about horror stories about men recording women without their knowledge and showing it to their buddies.
Yeah, that's
I think that's it. Let me see. I think back then it was just the men sneaking, but I think it's now, right now, it's like both parties now.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's both parties. You go ahead. You go ahead.
No, it's a way, you know, to say I got evidence now, because that's the age we're in. Every phone got a camera on it. So it's like, and then for you got some people that just like to see themselves do it, you know, like, wow, I was wearing that thing out, you know. I might be one of those person. Who knows? I don't know.
Hey, it's nothing wrong with looking at yourself. You know what I'm saying? You let that person know. There you go. You look at that person, like, hey, 104, and they agree to it, down for it. Okay, that's fine.
That's his study video.
Study material.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And maybe if I, you know, stretch left a little bit, another 90-degree angle, and hit that side pocket over there, she might give me a alto, and if I hit that other side pocket, I might get that bass up out of, you know.
That's soprano.
Yeah, get that soprano. You know, I'm going to have a singing in that thing. You know what I'm saying?
Hit turn that ball set up.
That's right. That's right. So when you listen, I tell all men, when you get through, when that woman look at you, she want to look at you like, Lord, but hey, when I recover, and we're going to go one more, but you got to go, baby, because you ain't going to drive me crazy.
That's what's up.
My God,
much respect, man, for real, because there's some fly-ass niggas out here.
Yeah, it is. There's some dudes
But you can't blame them, though, because what I learned is, like, not everybody was taught, you know what I'm saying? And
right.
I tell people, I say it's three different stages. You got fucking, is my language, and you got sex.
Oh, it's appropriate.
And you got sex, and you have making love.
Yes.
Okay. All right, let's break this shit down. I love this.
Yes. For me, what my theory is, I feel like, fucking, it's like you just, like you in a race. That's how I always consider that.
I'm going to get mine up before you get your nut.
You're racing, you know what I'm saying? And then it's like, okay, slow down. Who are you in a rush with? You know? Well, you got to, like, you don't know. And it's like I learned that a lot of guys, they're so used to fucking, they don't know the ability to, like, how to just relax and just know their own potential. They don't know how much power they can hold by just relax and just go slow. And then they feel like, oh, wow. And then they can also control, you know, saying some guys are told, like, hey, you can control you coming fast. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like you are so in a rush. So, yeah, I tell you got to know that different, you know. And so some now, they're starting to know now, like, okay, how to have sex. It's like you see that. You see that. Build up your rhythm. Just go with the flow. You know what I'm saying? And you see how it goes. Like, be in tune with it. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, yes, be engaged. You know what I'm saying? And women, like I say, don't, you know, sometimes they'll talk about that, dude, because just like we all had to learn to. We all had to teach each other. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So teach that person, you know. And, you know, I don't mind teaching them, you know, just relax and let it go. If you got to play some soothing music to help your flow, then go, so be it. You know what I'm saying? And so, and I always tell them, though, when it comes to making love, I was like, for me, I always use this model. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. You know what I'm saying? Yes, you can do the fucking, and then you can do the sex. But if you and that person not physical to that next level and everything, in your relationship and everything, then don't do the making love thing, because you put all your eggs in one basket. Just only give that person enough to be like, ooh, and then you just, like, just give them enough to be like, oh, my gosh, get it. That tad bit eye-opener, it's like, hey, this ain't no game right here, you know what I'm saying? Don't play with me. I'm just letting you know, like, I may do this right here, but I have more to me. But you got to earn it.
So what if you make love and you know how to go into different levels of love making? Mm-hmm. I got both of y'all quiet on that one.
So we done escalated from fucking the sex to making love to a different version of making love.
Oh, yeah, they're a different version, but you got to be mature to handle the old version because, you know what I'm saying, it's all that added. But there's different levels because that's when, like Jasmine said, you want to put all your eggs in one basket because, you know, when you hear about people that's married and stuff, and they be like, oh, the flame is dead.
Oh,
they don't put all their eggs in one basket.
Mm-hmm.
So you my partner, we making love. Okay, you know what? Let's do this first. Let's drink some wine and cheese. And let's, you know, like, let's, they got some dice that it's three. Don't ask me how I know. But it's, they got dice out there that you can roll. And one, it'll have an action, emotion, and another action. So if you roll, it might say lick, and it'll say neck, and then it'll say something else. And then you play that game. And see, people mm-hmm. take, you know, they think lovemaking is just, oh, I'm going to kiss you, I'm going to hold you and cuddle. No, there's different levels to it.
Mm-hmm.
Just like effing, there's different levels of effing. You know what I'm saying? Like, boom, I'm going to try to get mine. Then quickie, I think a quickie, that's effing. It's like,
yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
Let's get this real quick. Like, you know, and I may have made it. And then, of course, one night stands. Oh, my favorite. Did I say that out loud? But anyway.
Hey, they've lied to be the best ever,
yeah. 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 And then, like you said, sex. Sex is just an in-between of the lovemaking
mm-hmm.
and the effing. It's like Jasmine
mm-hmm.
say, I'm going to give you a little bit, but I'm going to leave room for you to wonder, like, wow, what the F can happen after this?
Yes.
But there's people that, like you say, some people haven't been taught that, and then there's some people, like I know, that are experienced enough to say, okay, when I was saying earlier, like, okay, let me hit that left corner because
mm-hmm.
what I've understood about the woman's body, it will talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
Like someone like, I don't know what happened. Yeah, but your body know what happened.
Yeah.
Because in your mind, you're like, I ain't letting this happen. But your body, why are you saying I ain't letting it happen? That other part of your mind, which is connected with the body, the got the more connection to the body, is like, yes, it, shut up. Let that nigga know what he's doing.
And that's what it comes down to. That's why I always tell people to connect with themselves. You know,
mm-hmm.
you got to connect with your body and talk to your body, too, because your body, you know what I'm saying? So it's like when you listen and everything, like, you know, sometimes if you wonder why you, like, you get with that person, like, oh, I want that person so bad. And then you be like, dang, why she's not acting right or why he's not acting right? Because they know something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so it's like you gotta be sitting there, and sometimes you gotta, and sometimes I tell people, and they be like, oh, so disgusted. It's like, don't be disgusted of your body. Sit there if you need to sometimes explore your own body.
Darn right.
Explore
yeah.
your
explore
own body.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
So because sometimes how would a person know how you want to be touched? What's
right.
your spot? If you don't even know, because you haven't even explored it yourself.
And that's a hard job. That's a hard task for somebody to try to
yeah.
figure it out.
Yes. And that's always brings me back to the thing. Because I'm like, hey, you know what I'm saying? Do you know what you taste like? You know?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Just those guys, don't be afraid. You guys, do not be afraid of your body. Do not be afraid of exploring. You know, don't be sheltered with your body.
And
you
that's
learn
why,
a whole lot of stuff.
And that's why I think we are going to release some sexual intimacy workshops with Counselor Jasmine.
That's right.
I think there's a whole lot of, I'm serious, there's a whole lot of women out here that probably ain't never experienced orgasm.
I know. I know of some. And I know some women that ain't never played with themselves. And I'm like, baby, are you serious? So, you know what I'm saying? And I have these talks because I'm like, we've grown. Like, I get tired of people like, so, oh, man, you know, that'll be another topic. But I'm just saying when some people, you know, grow up in the church and they got their mindset, oh, I can't do this and I can't do that. And I'm like, oh, okay.
They be so holy till they get up.
And God already know how we are.
Hey,
yeah,
I talk to God all the time. I said,
okay.
Lord, look at Jesus. Hey, Mary, Jesus, Joseph, Yahweh, Yeshua, all the names of God. Look here. I need help. Because that other gender that you brought here on earth for us, that female, 100% biological, no alterations.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Me and them ladies, yes. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I talk with the Lord all the time about the him now.
But honestly, I do feel as if we need to dig deeper. It may not be in this setting, but we need to create a open space, a secured, like, opening discussion for women to talk about their challenges, because some women are hurting when they're trying to please their man.
Yeah.
They are.
Uh-huh.
They are. So, ladies, with that said, we're going to wrap this up because we have a lot that we will need to discuss in a later segment. To our viewers and listeners out there, we will be working on a way that y'all can leave messages, call in. Hopefully, we're working on that. But we would like to thank y'all for all that has taken time out to listen to our thoughts and opinions. And if you have any, Sharika, please give them the drop the line. Please, ma'am.
Yes. If you please be so kindly and follow us at That's the Setup Podcast. And please be so kind to search on the hashtag TTS News. We are dropping weekly. And our email address is ttsnews@shrikabecca.com. Listen, we got Da Vinci and Miss Jasmine on this season. And listen, we are here to give you some wine and some whatever you like to do, smoke, vape.
Yes.
Look, we're here to give it to you raw. And listen, let us know what you think. And Jasmine, you have any final words?
Hey, y'all. It's Katina Spread. It's peace, love, and happiness and soul. Don't go to bed with hatred on you guys' mind. Just wake up and smile. Go to bed smiling, you know? Happiness, positivity. We love y'all.
Yeah.
And make sure you jack yourself off or play yourself out to get that stress up off you.
Yes, I love
and
it.
Don't forget to wash, okay?
And don't forget to wash.
And wipe your ass.
That's right. Wipe that butt. And y'all heard what the lady said. Go out there and invest into some good old cologne. And we'll talk about the other stuff later.
Yes, and this has been our segment of After Dark. Good night.
You have just listened to That's the Setup Podcast with your host, Da Vinci Battle, Jasmine Richardson, and yours truly, Sharika Duncan. Subscribe to our podcast on Pandora, iHeartRadio, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, and many more. Thank you for listening. Follow us at Setup Podcast TV. Hit us up at ttsnews@sharikaduncan.com. And remember to catch our next episode. Stay tuned.